Please welcome now the head coach of the defending champion Baylor Bears, Dave Aranda. Dave, got some opening comments?
Yes. Tell you what, I'm so humbled and I'm blessed to be here representing Baylor and, you know, here with some of our team and here with you guys. You know, I go back to last season, you know, just being in this very building and you know, the continuum of faith on one side to belief on the other and just kind of how that season progressed and, you know, so appreciative of last year's team, of the our players that are about to enter training camp that have left us, some players that are on new teams, and to the coaches maybe that have moved on and support staff that's moved on, just way appreciative of them. Obviously, the guys that are returning, both you know, players and staff, very thankful for them. And you know, we look at like this is a brand new team. You know, was talking earlier of after you know every Sunday during the season, we would meet as a staff and talk about you know we have ourselves a brand new team today. And so with football being a game of random events and setbacks, our ability to address what's real and to not take into a reality, you know, preconceived notions or maybe, you know, wishes or any of that, I think is just so important. You know, to get where you're going, you have to start where you are. And since January, that's been our task, is to do that. And I think it starts with, you know, our brand new team. It starts with making everybody available, which is way difficult to do. We were talking about that earlier. I think, you know, it just seems that, you know, and I'm way included in this, just that people in general have a way of getting in their own way. And so to make everybody available is just is a daily thing. And just the strengths and the power that comes with living fully who you are and not trying to be anybody else and knowing that you're enough, I think that's such a strong thing. And I think football is a great vehicle for that. You know, I think we weekly and daily talk about the task within a task. And so I think, you know, in whatever we're doing, what are we really doing when we're doing what we're doing? And so to get the motivation really honest, to get the intention really clear, so that we can, you know, live daily with integrity. And I think, you know, if we hold ourselves to that standard and we attack it day after day after day after day, then we can transform. You know, I think for our staff, it's been a challenge to incorporate and include and to forgive maybe things that have been looked at as disadvantages. You know, maybe it's a player or it's a skill set or it's a building, it's a meeting room, it's a whatever it is. And I think to include and say yes to it all, you know, is our secret sauce. And I think it's difficult to do. And I think the challenge is to always be open-minded and open, have your heart wide open for all of it. Excited for this coming season. I think the schedule bears out a bunch of road games. And so we've been preparing for that as the off season's kind of gone on. I think, you know, trying to be at our best when it is the hardest is going to be a common theme for us. And so I think that's something that we will continue to talk about and work towards. But I think, you know, with the returning depth on our O-line and D-line, we're looking to be led by big men. You know, I feel the skill is very talented. It has to emerge in you know, under the lights and all of it. And we're training in the dark right now for all of that to happen. And so excited for this team and for this season. You know, with that, I'll take any questions you guys got.
If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get right over here, right off the start. Anybody over here, we'll get you set up. Okay, we'll get a mic to you. Let's open up right over here, far side. Want to stand up, please, and ask your question. Again, your affiliation and your name.
Newey Scruggs, NBC5 here in Dallas. Hi, Coach. I hear that you are an avid reader, and I needed to ask you, what are you reading right now?
There's a book by Sean Jinwright. It's called The 4 Points. It's about social change. It's really good. I think there's some points in there where he talks about, you know, going from transactional to transformational. And he talks about going from a lens to a mirror, where we're all kind of trained to critique and label and look out. But, you know, the hardest look is looking in the mirror. You know, as they say, the mirror doesn't lie. So that's a really good one. You know, there's a bunch of books by Richard Rohr that I love. Brené Brown's another author that I love. Yeah.
All right, right over there.
Dave, Curtis Quillen, KCEN Channel 6 in Waco. I think you knew this question was coming. What led to the decision to switch quarterbacks this season and go with Blake Shapen under center?
Well, I appreciate the question. There was, throughout the spring, you know, I appreciate both, you know, Sean Bell and our offensive staff for really being intentional and very open and honest about kind of where things were and what the expectations were and all of it. Felt really good about how that was laid out. And then I think, you know, the competition between Blake and Gary, I thought was really strong, and the communication was, like I say, always wide open and ongoing. And just at the end of it, it just became apparent, especially with the spring game. I think that was a factor in it. But at the end of it, it just became apparent that Blake was our better passer. And, you know, just very difficult for me. Just I think the always look at people before I look at players. And I think in this one, we had to look at, you know, who could be the better player for us and not really incorporate the person, which is just kind of the opposite of what I usually do. And so it just became a very difficult thing. You know, I think with Gary, like, you know, there is no me without Gary. There is no last year without Gary. There's none of that. And, you know, you walk in my house, I've got pictures of my kids, you know, posing next to Gary. And so it's just kind of a crazy thing. So it's very difficult to do. And I think, you know, we talk quite a bit about person over player, and just that, you know, to create a culture where you're coming from value, and you're going out in the world, and it's a win or a loss or whatever it is, but you can come back knowing that you're still loved, man. You're still, it's okay. And how different that is than, you know, trying to do stuff for value. And so I just think, you know, looking at Gary and his predicament and wanting the best for him, I think it was the fair thing to do, was to make that move early.
Right over here.
John Warner, Waco Tribune Herald. Hi, Dave. This is a different position for Baylor, being picked first in the preseason media poll last year. You guys were eighth. Is this a lot more pressure? Do you like being in this position? How are you kind of handling it with the team?
I appreciate the question. We continue to focus on what we're doing daily, how we're doing it. You know, I think it goes back to just the task within a task. And so, you know, today, for example, they'll be running, let's just say throughout the week, they'll be running and lifting. And so are we bringing, you know, a life energy to that? Or are we in the, you know, we're running, we're lifting, we're in it, but we're not bringing any energy. We're actually taking away energy. Or, you know, is there more weight I could have put on the bar, right? Or maybe there's maybe a few reps she didn't take, or maybe there's a guy sitting at a at breakfast in the cafeteria that just got here this summer. You don't really know yet. You could have had a chance to go see him and talk to him, and you didn't, or maybe you did. And so I think like all of those things are the thing. And I think to be real honest about your motivation and to be real clear about your intention, and that is, it's not about necessarily perfection. It's like any form of like, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of, you have to move with imperfection, continue to move and continue to get better, right? I think that's the goal for us. And so to keep your eyes on that and to focus on what's real, because I think like this is way cool with the lights and all the people and you know, being asked questions can feel cool, man, you know? But I think like that's really not real, you know? What's real is the what's happening day to day in your locker room, in your weight room, you know, in your cafeteria, right? How the team is handling each other and or how they handling situations and all of it, right? Are we becoming a player-led team? Or do we still need to be a coach-led team? And so I think to put the focus where the focus needs to be, I guess, would be my answer to that.
Back here, the back on the left side, Coach.
Ross Lovelace. Tuners.com. Coach, in your time in the conference in the Big 12, how have you seen the defensive identities change and evolve? It seems like the defense are continuing to get better every year.
No, I appreciate that question. I think when I first got in the league, there was a bunch of stunts and movements and pressures and really in a way, you know, high risk, high reward, you know, safeties at 8 yards, kind of the not really a belief or a want to try to disguise, you know. I think that was kind of entering to the league was that it was kind of maybe a strong hand was being played by the defense, and I think that was also in the advent of a lot of spread offenses. And maybe at times, maybe finesse offenses, maybe. And I think Iowa State was probably the leader in all of it, was bringing in tight ends and wide zone and physicality. And we've certainly kind of jumped onto all of that as well. But I think that is an answer to some of those pressures and those twists and those stunts when there's all this stuff happening inside and your stuff's going like this or like that, their stuff can get caught up. You know, and there can be seams, and then the safeties come down even further, and then there's play action pass, and so I think the that's where it was at least last year. You know, I think there's going to be more spread offenses into the league with some coaching changes this year, and so I think some of those twists and stunts and pressures are going to be more of the rage, and so you're going to very much have, you know, 1 week it's this, the next week it's the exact opposite, and the following week it's a complete other thing. Whereas I felt last year there would be some continuity with week after week after week, and I don't feel that's the case this year.
Only have time for a few more questions. Right back there on the right-hand side, Coach, in the back.
Hi, Coach. Ryan Swankowski, Texas Student Television. You guys won the Big 12 for the first time since 2014, beat Ole Miss in the Sugar Bowl. What could you say you're focusing on the most this offseason and going into the season, if anything, to kind of get to that finish line, make a playoff appearance, and maybe a championship win?
No, I appreciate the question. I think it's continuing to make, for there to be enough trust and enough love, really, where guys make themselves available to each other, whether you're not pretending or performing or trying to be what you think a coach wants you to be or what you think a position group wants you to be, but for you to really be yourself. And then to, when you do have that feeling, to kind of put it out there and, under the lights and all of it, and take the praise and the criticism, and know that that's what you did, that's not who you are. So all of that right there is a lot. You know, there's a lot of ways that can get, you know, screwed up. So we spend most of our time with that.
Right over here, and then we'll go here, and then in the back.
Hi, Coach. Mason Horodisky with KMAC KLBK back in Lubbock. Joey McGuire served under you for 5 seasons. I just want to get your thoughts on your relationship with him now and kind of the buzz that he's been able to cultivate so quickly in Lubbock.
Yeah, I appreciate the question. I have a lot of respect and admiration for Joey. I think, you know, as an assistant coach, was very hardworking, was a great teammate to all the rest of the coaches, was, a hard worker, is very well respected, especially in the state of Texas. And, you know, I would lean on for advice and for guidance at times. And so I have a lot of respect for him. And I wish him all the best at Tech. And, you know, there's some folks there on that staff that were with us, you know, a year ago, and you know, they're friends of mine, and you know, with the exception of one game, man, want them to get them all.
Right down in front of us, Coach, right here to the left. Then we'll go back there.
Hey, Dave, Cedric Golden, Austin American Statesman. You orchestrated one of the greatest turnarounds in league history, and now you, Baylor's a favorite, and basketball's a national power. With this new face of the Big 12 coming soon, how confident are you that Baylor could be at the forefront of that movement?
Now, I appreciate the question. I think it starts with the focus, with more focus on, things that are outside of the sport. It's more focus on academics. You know, hey, we had this GPA this semester, right? Let's, and that was a record. Let's do better the next semester, right? You had your personal best this semester. Let's get a new personal best this coming semester. You know, the focus on spiritual growth, you know? I think it's easy sometimes to get caught up in like moralism. And I got to do something because it's right, or, you know, this is wrong, and all this other thing. But to do something because there, you feel at union with, you feel like there's a oneness, and you feel the love of Christ, I think that's a whole other thing. And so I think, you know, the focus on those things, right, opens people up and lets them really be seen. And I think that makes a difference.
Got time for one more question, way in the back, straight down the middle, Coach.
Cedric Bailey, Levita News. Coach, can you share the moment, because you're at the end zone where you were last year. You were right there, the fourth consecutive plays to stop OSU to win the big title. Walk us through that moment and what it was like for your team.
I appreciate the question. I want to say we called a timeout and we didn't have a timeout. I think that's probably the first thing. I don't know if I should be saying that. And then, I think we called a defense that was for a certain personnel group, and they came out not in that personnel group. And there's some confusion. You know, there was a fair amount of chaos on the sidelines. You could feel it. That whole drive, I have to imagine, if it felt like that where we're at, I can only imagine some Baylor alumni and Baylor fans sitting at home watching it on TV, kind of what it felt like in the living room and all of it. But, you know, so you could kind of feel something like this was coming. And that we'd been in some games last year that were like that. But, Jeremy Vey, so like, you know, if there was a door to be opened, Jaron would open it. If there was like trash on the ground, he would pick it up. If a meeting started at 8, he was there at 7:50. If it was, if a meeting started at 8, he's there with his, you know, pencil paper open. He's always like been that guy, you know? And so it's kind of illuminating, really, that when maybe stuff's kind of going crazy and all of it, the one guy that's always kind of been that guy was that guy. So I'm thankful for that.
Coach, we thank you so much for spending some time with us. Wish you the best of luck.